But he did not do anything to retaliate man, so he has sung mind to man. And then, but Cain loved him very much. So please read verse 14. Chapter 6, verse 14. 6:14. James from Vancouver. So the king tried to rescue Daniel until sunset. Some people were saying that the king was very, because he cannot fall asleep, and Daniel was to throw into the lion's den. Therefore, the king keep feeding the lions a lot of meats until the point that the lion's stomach is full, yeah? So when Daniel came down, the lion would not eat Daniel anymore, right? Do you buy that? For three reasons, I don't really buy it. First reason, if the king is very sure that this way will work, early in the morning, he would not cry out loud to tell him, Daniel, are you okay? Is your God saving you? Right? And another reason is that at the same time, when Daniel did not die, when the king was very angry and threw the other person in, the Bible recorded that all of them got devoured by the lions. So the only conclusion is that indeed it was the Lord who sealed lions' mouths. Now, of course, lion nowadays is like Satan. Satan is a roaring lion. Now, if you encounter difficulties and you can be protected from by attacking of lion, what is the reason? There are three reasons. According to the king, the reason is verse 20. According to the king, there is a reason that Daniel would not be hurt. So we have Angela from Vancouver. The king saying that the God you always serve, can he save you? So the king believed that, you know, Daniel was the one who loved God very much in his daily life. The king can see it. So the king also have some kind of thinking that lion will not eat him because he served this one true God. So today, why do you need a life of servitude? Because if you love God, God will love you. If you draw yourself near to God, God will draw himself near to you. Abraham made mistakes. He lied to the king, Yabimele. Therefore, his wife was taken. But in that occasion, God even standing at the side of Abraham, protecting Abraham, stand for Abraham, defend Abraham, even though Abraham made little mistakes. Because Abraham loved God and followed God's commandments and go to the lands that God promised him, even though he did not know where to go at the very beginning. So God will always love the one who loves him. Now, according to Daniel, what is the reason why he was not consumed by the lions? Verse 21. Shall we have Brother David? So if you have a clear conscience in front of man and in front of God, you did not even fear that Satan might knock at your door at night time. Chinese saying, 白天不做亏心事,晚上不怕鬼敲门啊. Really, if you do not, like Daniel said, I did not do anything against man, against God. I have a clear conscience. Therefore, now my God protect me from this attacking of lion. You know that you are protected, yeah? You may talk to Sister Sarah Ali. Once upon a time, I went to her shop. She has a very wonderful shop. Got very famous tea, yeah? I still remember, yeah? Your tea was published in the newsletter, I still remember, Vancouver newsletter reported about your tea. Now she testified, you can check with her, when there was a crazy guy went to her stores, and even that crazy guy can aware that she was protected. There's a shield protecting her. So you are protected. Nobody's able to harm you, including Satan. Unless you yourself wandering out of the promised land, or you wandering out from the protection of God, then there's another story. Huh? Maybe I share with you the story. There was the lion, angel, give order to lion from God. Talk to lion. You shall never devour Christian. Yeah, Christian are my people. You shall never devour my people. Yeah. And one day, lion ran into a Christian, but the Christian have a bottle of wine in his hand, right? And when he was walking like this, right? And even like later on, he fall in the ground, and he smelled like, of course, smelled drunks. And the lion, I go there and sniff on him. This guy. Definitely, he is not a Christian. So he simply, eat him up, right? After he got eat up, the guy was very angry, right? And talked to the lion, how come you dare eat my people? The lion said, huh? Is that your people? How come your people is strong like that? It must not your people. Because this guy was wandering out from the commandments of God, the instruction of God, therefore, he was devoured. So if any one of you departed from the promised land, we could be troubled. So King says that because you serve God. Daniel says that because I have a clear conscience. And what did God say? Verse 23. When? The comment from book, the author of book Daniel, coming from God is that because he believes in God. So today, if you truly have strong faith, you know the problem of now that question is that they want to believe in God, but they don't have strong faith. If you want to believe in God, but you don't have strong faith, you will be like the 2 million people, Israelites, who wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and yet later on, they all die in the wilderness. They are not able to enter into the land of Canaan. This is the most pitiful people. They cannot stay in Egypt, enjoy their material life. They stay in the wilderness, but because the Bible says they don't have faith to mix with the word that preached by Moses, therefore, war to them. So today, you believe in Jesus, you should have firm conviction that, you know, your life is in the hand of God. You are God's people. God has a will on you. No matter what happened, God will love you. You just, you know, love God. Just, no problem. Life will be okay. Strong confidence. Can you imagine that if Daniel, when he was thrown into the lion den and she was terrified, what will happen? See, he didn't have confidence. What will happen? If you if you know the animal's instinct, right? You all know that animal always will catch those who run before him. If you see a lion, yeah? You start to run, yeah? You only stir up what? The instinct of the animal. The only way, because you're running away, the animal will run after you and, you know, tackle you down and eat you up. But if you face an animal, wild animal. Let's say you are in the jungle, right? You don't run. Stand there and stare at him. You want to fight? Come on, let's fight. Then it will be different. I think, so Daniel is very, very firm. He know that he had no panic at all. Indeed, I read a Reader's Digest, yeah? Two guys are swimming in the ocean, and both of them are facing a shark. Now, one guy running away, started swimming away, and shark, this is animal instinct. Just go there and hop on it. And simply he was just catch away and ate by the shark. And when the shark were attack another guy, right? This guy was standing there. Come, let's fight. Right? In the water. Swimming in the water, not standing, right? In the water. Want to fight? Let's fight. So when the shark is coming, bam, right? Fight for his life. Now, later on, of course, he did not lose his life. He also lose his arms, yeah? But at least he keep his life. So you got to understand that this is confidence. The Bible company that Daniel trusts in God, believe in God. If you believe in God, you have tranquility. You have peace. And that peace will generate power, inner power. Even animals dare not to attack you. Of course, he was protected by God also. But he himself had that kind of tranquility. Therefore, there are from three perspectives, we know that Satan is not able to attack us. So this concludes from chapter 1 to chapter 3. Now I want to talk about visions in the book of Daniel. If you don't understand all these visions, it's okay. You go to NYTSGP class, yeah? It'll be give you more detail, yeah? If the following one I'm going to share, you don't understand what I'm talking about, it's like 天书 to you, like totally alien to you, it's okay. You just give a try, huh? Let's see what will happen. 什么没有? Control F3? Auto F3? Who can help me? Control F3? Auto F3? Function F3? Oh, I think under function F3. Okay. Okay. So visions in Book of Daniel, from chapter 1 to chapter 6, there are two visions. Chapter 2, there's an image. You draw it with a group project, right? So you have no problem with this. Golden head, breast is silver. Now, brown belly and iron feet. This is Babylon, Medi and Persian, and Greeks, and West Roman and East Roman. And the tree, chapter 4, it will refer to Babylon. Babylon, like a huge tree, reached to heaven, provide shade, provide fruits. It then got chopped down, and only the, what, Sukan, how do you say Sukan? Stump left. Okay? And then from chapter 7, remember, this two visions was explained by Daniel. Now, there are four visions from 7 to 12. Now, first vision is the four beasts. First beast is what? Hello? First beast. Lion. Second beast. Third beast. Four beast. Beast. Lion. Lion has what kind of wing? Eagle's wing. The strongest, right? Bear. Bear is a raise up one side. So one is greater than the other, yeah? That's referred to Persian is greater than Medes. And there are three bones in his mouth. Which are these three bones? Babylon, Egyptian, and Libya, right? And then labors. Labors, how many wings? Four wings. Referred to Greeks. Greece was very fast. Alexander was so fast, conquered the land, yeah? And then followed by a beast, have iron teeth, and can do many things. And then there was a vision of a ram and goat. The ram has how many horns? Two horns. One is shorter, one is higher. This referred to Medi and Persian. Persian is taller, higher, and Medi is shorter. Of course, this is Persian generation. This ram went west to attack Babylon, went south to attack Egypt and Lydia, and he also went north to attack Asia Minor. That is the ram. And then the ram was overcome by a he-goat, right? The he-goat has a unique horn, which prefigure King Alexandra, right? It's Greece right now, right? Greece overcome Persian. King Alexandra, and then it was broken, four horns comes out, right? And after four horns comes out, there was a little horn. Little horn is the one that defiled the temple, which is Antichrist. So that is the vision of Ram and the Eagle in chapter 8. Now, there's a vision of 70 times 7. This vision has to do with the Israelites' history, Israelites' land, and the holy city. We'll talk about it. Don't worry about it, because I never introduced this to you yet. And the final vision actually have to do with the he-goat. Huh? I will tell you, the four horns, two of the four horns. The he-goat has four horns. Unique horn, right? Four, they don't become four horns, yeah? And the uniqueness of the two horns. But, you know, we do not go into detail. I'm going to tell you later on, right? We'll go to the Bible, so don't worry about it. So there are four visions from chapter 7 to 12. And all these four visions, right? All the visions Daniel have seen all have to do with the four most civilized country in the ancient time. Right? Always have to do with Babylon, Persian, Greece, and Roman. That's about it. Later on, the Lord tell him that the end day will be 1 year. 一载,两载,半载, 1 year, 2 year, and half year. And then they want to know, what is this, what is this? What do you mean by 1 year, 2 year, half year? And the angel told him, Daniel, you can rest. Now, this has been sealed. Now, you don't need to know this kind of prophecy concerning the end time. You don't need to know. Actually, that part was introduced in Book of Revelation. And, of course, from 70 times 7, you will understand more, too. You will understand some of it, too. But so you understand. Any question concerning these slides? There are six visions, 4 and 2. Any question? If you do not understand, raise your hand. Okay. Next one. This is a little bit tough to you, right? So, first column is Babylon, Persian, Greece, and Roman, right? And chapter 2 talk about the image. Golden head is Babylon, silver breast is Persian and Medi, bronze belly is Greece, iron leg is Roman. You don't have a problem, I believe, right? Chapter 4, huge tree refer to Babylon, especially in Nebuchadnezzar. You don't have a problem, right? Now, chapter 7, I don't believe you have a problem. The lion refer to Babylon, bear refer to Persian, leopard refer to Greece, beast refer to little horn. You don't have a problem, right? So far, you don't have a problem, right? Now, I think your problem is chapter 8. Chapter 8, the ram and the he-goat. The ram and he-goat, the ram is Persian. The he-goat is Greek. Huh? Let's turn to chapter 8. Because this is where your problem are, so let's go to the Bible. Huh? Daniel chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 20. You know what? Before we read verse 20, let's read verse 3 and 4. Travis, you are a perfect reader. Please stand up and read out loud so to wake up those who are asleep. Chapter 3, 4. Yeah. Five. Okay, from the west. Where is Greece? Greek is from the west, yeah? 希腊在西边嘛,对不对? Right? Remember, Greeks is at from... No, please stand up. Greek is from the west, yeah? So this, Hego is from the west. Alexander is from the west. Continue. Yes. Yes, without touching the ground. He go across the whole world without touching the ground, refer to his speed. Remember, he was like a leper, yeah? Leper was very fast, like this is Persian. He did not touch the ground at all. When he walked, did not touch the ground at all, like a leper. Continue reading. Continue. Seven.
Seven. And I saw him confronting the ram, and he was moved with rage against him, attacked the ram, and broke his two horns. There was no power in the ram to withstand him, but he cast him down to the ground and trampled him, and there was no one that could deliver the ram.
So you can see that in Greece destroyed Persian. The two horns referred to, one is higher, one is Persian, the other is Mede. Both horns was broken by Alexander. Right? Continue reading. So these four generals take over King Alexander's kingdom. Number nine. Glorious land referred to Holy Land. So in one of the, a little horn come on these two horn, these four horns, there's a little horn. Yeah? 四角之后有个小角. Little horn referred to Antichrist. This referred to Antioch, Antiochus IV, Epiphany. He is the guy who defiled the temple. Ten.
Eleven. He even exalted himself as high as the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away in the place of the sanctuary.
So yesterday we talked about this guy really defiled the temple of God. No, now jump to read verse 20, so you know the conclusion.
The ram which you saw had two horns. They are the kings of the Medes and Persia.
21.
Twenty-two.
Okay, so you totally understand now. Any questions so far? Raise your hand. Do you have any question? You still don't understand? Raise your hand. You understand? Raise your hand. So far, you do understand? Raise your hand. Okay, thank you. Huh? So how do you know this rim is the? Is the Greece is the bear, because the ram had two horns. One is higher than the other, and the bear was raised up from one side. Therefore, you know that they are talking about Median Persian. How do you know he go is Greece? Because when he run, he will not touch the ground. So you know this, right? Now, after you know this, right, we want to go to chapter 11. Chapter 11. Yes, Travis. One, starting from one, no? Everybody pay attention, no?
Also in the first year of Darius the Mede, I stood upon the firm and strength.
Two. So you see that at this time, Daniel was living at the generation of Persia. And the angel told him that, you know what, you are still alive. And three more kings will rise up. And the fourth king, he is very powerful. And when this king is powerful, he is going to go to attack Alexandria, the Greeks. Can you read? Yes, he will go. Because the Persian, the fourth king after Daniel, yeah, he thought he was great. It is the Persian who tried to attack Alexandria first. Guess what's going on? Continue reading.
Three. Then a mighty king shall arise.
Yes, that's Alexandria, yeah? The first king of Greek. Continue.
Who shall rule with great dominion and be due according to his will?
Four.
And when he has risen, the kingdom shall be broken up and divided toward the four winds of heaven.
Yes, four winds. Again, his kingdom divided into four what? Four parts to four generals, yeah? Continue.
But not to among his prosperity, nor according to his dominion with which he rules. For his kingdom shall be uprooted even to the others besides him.
Yes, because he did not have any children. Now, verse 5.
Also the king of the south shall become strong, as well as one of his princes. And he shall gain power over him and have dominion.
So there's a king of south at this time. This king of south is... Okay, now I need to draw a little bit picture, yeah? No, I need to write something. Now remember, this is Greeks, yeah? Greece is what? Brown? How do you spell brown? Brown belly, yeah? And then it's a he-goat, yeah? There are four horns, yeah? No, actually, leopard first, right? How do you spell leopard? Whatever it is. There are four heads. Refer to divided, yeah? What else? Key goat. He has one unique form, laid down four horns, yeah? And a little horn, right? Now, these four horns actually refer to, there are four kingdoms. These four horns, yeah? They are four general, yeah? And one is control who? Greeks and Macedonia, right? And the other is Turkey, yeah? The other is what? Assyria. The other is what? Egypt. Now, when the Bible talks about South King and North King in chapter 11, refer to this guy. This is North King. This is South King in chapter 11. Okay? So you see that, so the picture is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. To chapter 11, only talk about two generals' descendants out of this forehead, two heads out of these four heads. Right? Because later on, the little head, little horn, will come from North Kingdom. Okay? That is Antioch, Epiphany, fourth. It keeps talking about the same thing and repeat it over and over again. Just reduce the scope smaller and smaller and smaller. To tell you that in the future, Antioch, Epiphany, fourth, will attack from Syria, will go to destroy the temple. So that is chapter 11. Okay? Anybody have any question? Raise your hand now. Yes. Huh? Syria and Egypt. Egypt king is called Ptolemy. How do you pronounce it? Ptolemy. No P. Ptolemy. And North king is called what? Jilioshi. Huh? Salicious. Anyway, you look at your note, yeah? And North King continue to go on, there shall be that little horn comes out from the North Kingdom. Anybody have any questions so far? How about these slides? Anybody have any questions? Answer these slides. Yes. Chapter 2, Iron Lake. And mixed with clay is when it comes to the end, yeah? Remember, we talk about all those, when little horn comes out, always talk about the last days. That prefigure the last days. There's no mixing between clay and iron. They always took kinds of ideologies. Of course, in the Romans, remember, they were Samaritan and Jews. Right? They cannot mix together. Right? Like, even in Romans, even though Romans tried to relocate people, they still cannot mix together. Remember, in Book of Isaiah, all those kings tried to relocate the foreigners to Israelites. They still worship their own God. They do not worship Israelites' gods. Right? So you can see, to that country, even Roman is the same kingdom, but it's half this and half that, and never mixed together. Even the last day is the same. Two ideologies never mixed together. Okay? So anybody have any question now? Do you understand? Okay. Now, let's go to the next slide. This guy, I collect this from internet. This guy is the The major character of the little horn in a Greeks, yeah? In Greeks. The little horn in Greeks, this is called Antiago Sisi Epiphany, yeah? This is the one who defiled the temple. And this is coin. When he was king, this is coin. This size, the left-hand side is his image. The right-hand side is the king Zeus. Zeus, yeah? Right inside is the god Zeus, yeah? And there's a word under the coin says that Antiago, image of God, bearer of victory. Image of God. He thought he is God. Huh? So this is indeed a historical figure that you can look for his information from the internet. And this is the little horn in the he-goat in Greek's time. Now you understand. If you understand, we are going to talk about 77. Huh? Yes. Ten horn in Rome, in kingdom of Roman, yeah? There were 10 horns first, yeah? Then let's go back to. Now, the beast have 10, can you see the cursor? Over here, can you see the cursor? The beast have 10 horns, right? And then a little horn comes out, yeah? 10 horns prefigure 10 kings. Of course, 10 in the last day is what? 十是一个完全数嘛. It's a perfect figure. So it tells you that in the last day, there are many kings, yeah? But there was a little king, Antichrist, will come out. Even in Roman's generation, there were 10 kings at that time, but a king came out, that little horn, referred to Antichrist, which referred to, I told you again, in Roman's age, 主后70年, after Jesus, 70 years, Titus, the general Titus, persecuted Jewish people, destroyed the temple. So Jesus said, in the future, you're not going to see one stone upon the stone. Remember that? Jesus said that, right? Meaning that after 70 years, that little horn will come, the Antichrist will come, and then going to defile the temple of God. And this is historical true. That little horn shows after the 10 horns, meaning that after the 10 kings of Roman emperor, actually 10 do not necessarily refer to 10 kings, refer to many kings in Roman emperor, there's one king going to come out to defile the temple of God, and that is Antichrist. And remember, when the Bible talk about little horn, always talk about last day. Okay? So in Matthew chapter 24, when Jesus talk about when Titus is going to come, Jesus also talk about last day. So I tell you, they were 多层应验, repeated fulfillment. 多层应验. Prophecy has been fulfilled many, many times. Right? So that is 10 horns. 10 horns and little horns in the beast. There was Antichrist over here. And so there was Antichrist in Greeks. That is the coin that I show you. And there was an Antichrist in the Romans time after Jesus. I didn't show anything about it, any image about it. And there is Antichrist in our generation, which is Dan Brown. He's the little horn, actually. Just, you know, anyway. That is. Any other question concerning this? So this is all Daniel's vision. Why God allow him to see so many visions? Actually, all have to do with that little horn. That's why he used Hebrew to write chapter 7 to chapter 12. Have to do with Israel, their temple. That's about it, yeah? Any question? No. Thank God. Let's continue to read chapter 10. Chapter 9, huh? Chapter 9. Travis, please stand up and read. 1 to 2. Read out loud. You're a good reader. Yes. 1 to 2. Verse 2. years after capture of 70 years, I then started to realize that, wow, I was captured when I was a kid. And after 70 years, we are going to return back. Wonderful it is. Therefore, he decided to pray to God. Now, you read some verses that concerning his praying, a very important concept concerning praying, because you are praying hard. Verse 2. Verse 3. So he was fasting. Verse 4. Good enough. Confess is sin, yeah? So when you pray, you first confess your sin. Very important, no? And secondly, you acknowledge that the law is righteousness. Even though the law might deal you wrongly, but he's still righteousness. 7. Amen. That's good enough. Righteousness belongs to you. Then you know that the Lord has mercy. Yeah. Verse 9.
Verse 9. To the Lord our God belongs mercy and forgiveness.
Yes. Lord, yeah. You have mercy and forgiveness. Yeah. Please read verse 18. This is very important concept when you are fasting in prayer. Very important.
18. Oh my God, incline your ear to hear. Open your mouth and eyes to see our desolation and the city which is called your name. But we do not present our supplication before you because of our righteousness deeds, but because of your grace and mercy.
Yes, not because you are fasting. These righteousness deeds, you can force God to do anything for you. But because you are looking forward for God's mercy, this is exactly a very important message for those who are fasting. Those who are fasting, you got to know that it is not because you are fasting you can force God to do anything for you. It is not because of your righteousness God shall do anything for you. It is because the mercy of God. So your prayer can be answered. Now, after all this prayer, yeah? Oh, what happened? Verse 21. Okay, evening offering is one of the three times that Daniel always do, right? He prays three times a day. So a lot of time you make extra prayer. Actually, if you have a custom of praying, a lot of time God simply answer you according to what you do in the past, right? 你一直都有保持着祷告的习惯嘛。 虽然那一天你做特别的祷告，神还是你那个在你平常做的那个习惯哦，照那个时间成全你啦。 Because you always really God wants you to know that your regular habit, regular praying is very important, yeah? So when Elisha was offering, when did God answer Elisha's prayer? At the time of evening sacrifice time, right? So you got to fix time in your prayer every in your daily life so God can listen to your prayer. Now, continue reading. Where are you? Verse 22. So Daniel know that the message that after 7 years they will be restored back to the temple will be restored. They will go back to build the temple, yeah? So he's out to pray, want to understand more. An angel comes, and then angel show him this vision. Verse 27, 24. 70 weeks, if you read your Bible, huh? Actually that weeks is what? Add it up. It is 77. 七十个七. That's 7, 70 times 7, that's 7, not necessarily weak. Do you see your Bible, do you have little words, interpretation about some of your Bible has, yeah? So it's not 70 weeks, it's 70 times 7. That 7 is a period of time, not necessarily weak. Would you repeat it 24 again?
24. 70 weeks are
determined for your people and for your holy city. Okay, so the 77 is for Israelite people and the holy city. Nothing to do with the world history. Nothing to do with Babylon, Greece, Persian, Greece, and Roman. But have to do mainly and only for Israelites. For his people, Daniel's people, and the holy city. There were 77 determined from God and given to Daniel for Israelites' people. So, continue reading. 24. Yes. So this has to do with the kingdom of God, with the 7 times 7, will be what? Fulfilled in the land of Israelites. No more iniquities. The forever righteousness will bring in, meaning that Jesus' kingdom will set up in the land of Roman, right? In your land, in the land of, in the Holy Land. Therefore, Jesus indeed was born in Nazareth, yeah? in Bethlehem, grew up in Nazareth. And not only that, all the iniquities will be done. In the last days, no more, the kingdom will be fulfilled. Eternal kingdom will be fulfilled. So this all have to do with that. The 70 times 7 have to do with the kingdom of God. That occurs in Israelites. Okay, verse 25, very important, no? So from where? From the orders goes out that your temple is going to rebuild. You should go back to rebuild your temple to what? To building the Jerusalem, right? Then to what? To the anointed one God is going to set up. This is going to be 7 times 7, then 62 times 7. 7个7跟62个7. So you look at the slides. Can you see the cursor? Where's my cursor? So the first period is 7 times 7, yeah? The total is 70 times 7, yeah? So if you look at this line here, it is 7 plus 62 plus 1, total equal to what? 7 plus 62 is 69, yeah? Plus 1 is 70, yeah? So this line is 70 times 7, right? Now, the first 70 times 7 is from the order to restore the temple to the completion of the temple. This is times 7, 49 years, you can say, right? So if you read Nehemiah 2:1, they receive order to go back to rebuild temple. It is in year 554. And then after the temple was completed, which is recorded in, actually this is wrong, huh? This Ezra 16:15 is supposed to be in completion over here, huh? This is a typo. This Ezra 6:15 is the completion of the I'm sorry. Let's turn to Ezra 6:15. Ezra 6:15. Ezra 6:15. Can someone read for me? Travis. So the first 7 times 7 is from the order comes out to the completion. And then there were another 62 times 7 is from the completion to the anointed one got set up, which is, that is 29 AD. Erase the Ezra 6:15. Erase this one. You mean that Jesus Christ was set up, right? Actually, Jesus Christ was born 3 years before year zero, yeah? People are saying that, yeah? Right? So, at that time, Jesus was set up. Then that is 62 times 7. This all have to do with Israelites in Israelites, right? Turn back to Daniel chapter. Go back to Daniel again. Chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9. Verse 25. Can you read 25 again?
Yeah, 25.
Slowly. Okay, going forth to command, continue.
To restore and build Jerusalem.
Yes, this will be the first 7 times 7, right? Continue until
Messiah returns.
Okay, so this will be 62 times 7. Continue reading.
There shall be 7 weeks and 72.
Yes, 7 weeks and 70 weeks. 7 times 7 and 62 times 7, yeah? Continue reading.
The street shall be built again and the wall even in trouble.
26. Okay, so after this period, yeah, our Lord Jesus Christ will be cut, meaning that he will be what? He will be crucified after the 62:7, yeah? And then, after he was crucified, nothing is there. Jesus resurrected already. And there was a king coming to destroy the city and the temple. Referred to 70 years, General Titus came over to destroy the city and the temple. and the war till the end. Meaning that from that point of time, the war in the Israelites will continue and continue. It is indeed till this day, Israelites still have war, right? So the war continued to the end. Toward the last day, still Israelites have war, right? This is after 62 times 7. Now after this middle period of time, after this 62 times 7, the war is to the end, and then there's 1 times 7. Another, the last one is Ichi, the last 1 times 7. Now please continue reading. Travis, continue reading. This has to do last day, oh? In the Israelites, in the last day, what will happen? Verse 27. Yes, within 1 times 7, many Israelites in the very last stage, many Israelites will make covenant. God will make covenant with those Israelites. So the descendants of Abraham will have salvation. God did not indeed abomish the Jewish people. One day they shall believe in Jesus. In other words, they shall believe in true Jesus Church at that very last stage. Because true Jesus Church is only one true church, yeah? The Jews will believe in a 1 times 7, that very last day, the Jews will come to the church. The Lord will make covenant with them, meaning that they will also drink the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and they will be saved. And then, within, continue, repeat it, 27 again. Yeah. It's in the middle of the week, Ichi Ziban, meaning that after that middle of week, there shall be no more sacrifice. Meaning what? The end of the war is coming over here. The temple was shut. There was great persecution, not only in the Israel land, of course in spiritual Israelites, also in physical Israelites. Oh, there was no more salvation. The door is closed, and there was great persecution. So say Ichi Ziban, right? Ichi Ziban, how do you say Ichi Ziban in English? Half of the seven? No, you just read it again, read it again. Yeah. Middle of the week, Ichi Ziban. Middle of the week, half of the week, yeah? What is 7 divided by 2? 3.5. 3.5 is 1 year, 2 year, and half year. Right? So when the Bible talk about 一载两载半载, 1 year, 2.5 years, always refer to the latest persecution time. At that time, no more salvation. The door is shut. The great persecution outside. Only people stay in temple. I keep telling you from last night. The last day, only people stay in temple will be saved. No more salvation. No more preaching. Those who are evil remain evil. Those who are good remain good. No more repentance. You don't need to pray. You don't fast anymore. You don't need to repent anymore. Because at that time, it's great persecution. 1 year, 2 year, and half year. Ichi Ziban. Middle of the seven. Right? And then that's about the history of Daniel's people and Holy Land. Any question? 70 times 7. Any question? Those who understand this vision, raise your hand. Huh? Other half of the seven refer to truly very last part. Great persecution. No more preaching to Israelites, neither. 1 year, 2 year, and half year refer to great persecution. The end day, truly the very last end, right? Anybody understand 70 times 7? Raise your hand. Nobody understands. 70 times 7, first is what? 7 times 7 refer to the, remember, Persian asked them to go back to build a temple, yeah? In the book of Nehemiah, in the book of Ezra, the temple got built up. They were totally less 49 years. Okay? 49年, right? That is 7 times 7, that period. Now, after 7 times 7, there were 62 7. That is from the temple got raised up. Then temple was destroyed by Antioch the Fourth, yeah? And then another one built up until Jesus' time. The anointed one, Jesus, was born at that time was That year was what? 62 times 7, how many years? 7, 7, 6, 2. So it's 434 years. So you calculate from that time, exactly the anointed one, Jesus Christ, was lived up at that time. That is less than 72 times 7 from the temple to Jesus' time. Right? So far, understand, raise your hand. Right? So after Jesus' time, he got lived up, then the temple was destroyed again by Titus, General Titus, right? It is the 70 years after Jesus, right? And then the war in Israel is till the end. No more peace in this Holy Land. You see, Middle East never had peace till today, right? And then after nowadays, later on, there is now a period called Itchy, very short period of time, maybe only 7 years, maybe. But it's a period of time, not necessarily 7 years, yeah? Assuming it's 7 years. In that 7 years, many Jewish people will believe in God. God will make covenant with them. But in the half middle of that 7 years, persecution is going to come. No more salvation to Jewish people, neither. No more salvation to any other people outside, neither. Right? And then the kingdom of God will be fulfilled. The spiritual kingdom of God will be fulfilled. The heaven and earth will be consumed. Yes? Huh? Between 6 times 7, the end of 6 times 7 to 1 times 7, there's an empty period. There's a big gap. Right? So 7 times 7 followed by 6 times 7, and then followed by a big gap. We are in a big gap right now. And later on, there was 1 times 7. So this is 7 times 7 vision for the Israelite people. Do you understand? Those who understand, raise your hand. Yes, Monday. But because you just read the Bible says it this way, yeah? You follow, Travis, read again. You follow the Bible sequences, yeah? No. Hey, 但是这个没有弄清楚不行。不然你们到毕业班继续读吧。 Let's go to graduate class and continue. See, why your question is why there's a gap, yeah? The gap is in the Bible. Please read chapter 9, verse 26 again. Yes, so until the end of the world, the world will reach the end, then there's 1 times 7. This is what we call in the Bible. 对不对? 这个不是我自己发明的啦。 圣经, according to the sequence of the verses, there's a gap between 6 times 2, 6 2 times 7, then the very last day, 1 times 7. Yes. The flood referred to, at that time, Titus, huh? The king got lived up, yeah? Titus destroyed the temple. And the war continued to the end. Meaning that kind of persecution, that kind of war, no peace will continue till the very last days. Any other question? Sorry, huh? Those who understand, raise your hand. If you don't understand, I will repeat it again. Raise higher. 真的, please, raise higher. Okay, if you don't understand, maybe I'll check with those who understand. Now, the end time, huh? This is your homework. I need to do it for you because you don't have time. Oh, by the way, your homework will be reduced, yeah, because you're very busy. So listen to your counselor. The Lord is merciful, so no problem. The end time, chapter 2, is half iron, half clay, yeah, in Romans 8. And the second coming of Jesus is the stone smiting image. In chapter 7, the end time is the little horn. Right? If you read the chapter 7, the saints receive the kingdom. Chapter 8 is the little horn. It is the end time. And the consequences is that the little horn is destroyed. Huh? You can always go back to copy. I will leave the computer over here. And that's it. You know what? We shall conclude and let you go. Yes. Can we speak in private? 我先结束好不好? 因为这个好像大家也不是听得说很懂很懂啊。那个, yeah, if you do not understand, please do not feel frustrated. I don't understand either. No, of course I understand something. But it's not easy, huh? This all has to do with the history. But actually, those history all has been fulfilled, except the little home is not fulfilled. Okay? Except the end time part is not fulfilled. It's yet to be fulfilled. Many things have been fulfilled in the history. And what do we learn from this? You learn that there is a last day. Daniel did not even know it. It did not reveal too much detail to Daniel. Reveal more in Book of Revelation. Oh, and we shall prepare for it. Just like, because the one that destroyed the temple, the one that defiled the temple will come soon. Let's pray in silence. Amen. If you have time, I hope you have group study in chapter 11, huh? The South King and North King, you read the notes, the handout from Elder Young, and read the chapter 11, and you get a better picture of whose king is this, because actually there's a physical king associated with the Bible. In the history, there's a king associated with the Bible. So you talk to each other, who is king is that king? And then you got a better idea concerning the recording of Book of Daniels.